This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
When that happens, they say, and you are live, and I'm halfway down the hall. It's never happened to you, Todd, does it? You hear Manny's voice, you are live. And I'm like, I'm in the hallways. What am I in? I'm not live. I'm nowhere near the microphone. Kevin, did you see I was in the hallway?
I had a nickel.
Yeah, exactly right. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Jan, who called before the break and suggested some things that needed some scrutiny at the DPI, is exactly what I'm sort of talking about when we're talking about the scrutiny that goes into $55,000 in the travel budget. And I want to say this, just so I hope it's obvious, but if the $55,000 over 2 years is in any way being misused, it ought to be stopped. I'm not saying, in other words, $5, $10, $20, pretty soon you're talking real money, right? I get that completely. This is, trust me, if you could see the budget of our radio operation here, you'd know that we're frugal and that we take these things seriously and have all along. So I'm not in any way saying, come on, spend the bucks. But it's almost embarrassing, really, when you think about as much as going on in North Dakota and, you know, we ought to be in those meetings. We ought to be out front. And we ought to be, as far as the state plan is concerned, where we need to be, when we need to be, meeting with real people, not stuck in the tower. That's no good. But anyway, Jan makes a good point. She says, hey, what about DPI? She's talking about these things. I just did a quick check here. DPI represents over a third of the general fund budget. The Department of Public Instruction has a $1.4 billion budget. $1.4 billion budget. That's before local school property tax, too. So, listen, that's where you try and find inefficiencies. That's where you say, and this doesn't have to be gotcha. This doesn't have to be, oh, this is a bad deal. Say, hey, more hands on deck, everybody digging into it. What can we do better? Approach it from the right area. So, I think that's something. And I'll say again, I believe the vast majority of you listening agree with what I'm saying. I really do. I know enough to know if you didn't, you'd be calling saying, "You dummy!" Da da da. Okay. So, all I would ask you is, if you do believe that, be purposeful in your conversations with your legislators. To say, hey, can you guys find a way to work together there? Can you find a way to get her done? Can you get on board some of this? Let's go. Let them know how you feel about this stuff, because it will make a difference. Really will. And as I say, a lot of good people involved. There's a lot of good people involved. Good intentions. Have given mightily of themselves. This isn't personal at all. This is just, let's get it functional. Let's get it professional. Let's end the passive aggressive whispering this, that, and the other thing. Let's have some bold honesty. Honesty, look folks in the eye, eyeball to eyeball. That important. All right, let's talk about Newt Gingrich. I promised we were going to talk a little bit about Newt Gingrich. He says the president should tweet less. Do you think he should tweet less? I think I've told the story on the air before, but I was in John Thune's office, senator from South Dakota, and I've known Senator Thune for a long time, back when he was a House member. I consider him a friend. He's a very nice guy. And I consider him a good senator, too. And he knows this audience is very pro-Trump. And so he wasn't going to be anything super critical of Donald Trump. But our interview ended, and he said, you know, I don't even remember what the issue was at the time, but he said, just wish he would dial back the tweets a little bit, just sort of dial back the, you know, throwing the haymakers and picking the fights. And I didn't plan this. I didn't know the topic was coming up. I just said, blurted what was on my mind. And my mind was, why would you think he would do anything different now than he did as a candidate for president? Or, you know, why would he change now? That's what got him elected. Something along those lines. And John Thune, to his credit, because most senators would engage immediately and say, no, let's do it. He kind of took a gulp and he went, you're right. That's a good point. I said, Senator, I mean, I know it's easy to get in this mentality when you're here and hear that so much from so many people, but that's what we like about the guy. Now, I wouldn't send every tweet he sends. But his process is to do that, to take issues on in his way. It's what got him elected. So he clearly saw all of that during the campaign and said, that's what we want as president. And guess what? He's ticking off a lot of items on his agenda. And again, I'll compare his work ethic to that of our governors. Go, 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 go. That's what you do when you build companies. You don't have a weekend. You don't dilly-dally. You bust your butt. So I'm a little disappointed in the Newtster, honestly, because I think it's the same thing. And remember, Newt one time said, shortly after the campaign, the election, the president had won but hadn't been inaugurated yet. Newt said something like, I don't think you'll be hearing him use the term drain the swamp much. And the president, I think, tweeted out, Newt, you're wrong. We are going to be using it. We are going to be using it. Now, Newt is good. I like Newt a lot. He's a brilliant mind. And he said some really good things that I think we should pay attention to. But then he said something dumb. So let's listen to this from Fox News Sunday yesterday, and then let's talk about this, okay?
First of all, I urge everybody to read the original Rosenstein memo about Comey, which Trump totally mishandled. What Trump should have done is release that memo in a state of shock, let the country through Sunday talk shows deal with the memo. It's devastating. And it's clear that if you got that memo and you're the president, you'd have fired Comey. Second, I don't know what Rosenstein's doing this week. The judge has indicated they're going to have, probably going to have a special reviewer of all of this material would come under lawyer confidentiality. They may not learn what's in that material till June.
You're talking about the Michael Cohen raid.
Michael Cohen stuff. How can Rosenstein go in and reassure the president about material they haven't looked at? How can you reassure him about anything? I mean, this whole thing is a circus. And I think we need to understand that. We're not dealing with a traditional, you know, legal process. We're dealing with a highly politicized process in which the number two guy of justice just saw the President of the United States to tell him something he can't possibly know.
So, in other words, we have no idea where we stand.
Should the president keep tweeting
or should he stop tweeting?
Well, I wish he'd tweet about 20% less, but that's not going to happen. So, I mean, I've lost that
fight. All right.
At least he's honest enough to realize his suggestion isn't going to work, right? And the memo, I'll post a copy to it. This was back on May 9th of last year. Memorandum for the Attorney General from Rod Rosenstein, Deputy Attorney General, subject restoring public confidence in the FBI. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has long been regarded as our nation's premier federal investigative agency. Over the past year, however, the FBI's reputation and credibility have suffered substantial damage, and it has affected the entire Department of Justice. That is deeply troubling to many department employees and veterans, legislators, and citizens. The current FBI director is an articulate and persuasive speaker about leadership and the immutable principles of the Department of Justice. He deserves our appreciation for all his public service. As you and I have discussed, however, I cannot defend the director's handling of the conclusion of the investigation of Secretary Clinton's emails, and I do not understand his refusal to accept the nearly universal judgment that he was mistaken. He's making the point Rod Rosenstein, Deputy Attorney General, fire the guy. And this is where Trump doesn't just sit back and go, whoop, I'm going to wait a bit. Let this all sift in. Newt's right. But the point is, they wanted him gone. Henry in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. A couple things. You know, you're spot on with the texting. America wants Trump to text. There's no doubt about it. Trump needs to keep texting. Bush got his butt kicked for over 12 years, still getting his butt kicked. So Trump, keep Trump. And the other thing is, you had a guest on a week or so ago, and they were talking about ARs. He might be a Democratic candidate for Senate or Congress. And they were talking about ARs, and somebody called him ignorant or stupid. And he was a very well-spoken Democrat, and he said about ARs, ARs is a mechanism or design. It's not a caliber. So when one guy said you couldn't hunt deer with it,
yeah, hang on one second, Henry. I want to let you finish this, and we're coming up against the break. That was Tim Purdon, former U.S. attorney. He is a Democrat. But I'll give you a chance to tell us the rest of what you want to say here in a moment. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Let's talk about endless pools. Wrap your mind around that, an endless pool. They have them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here to tell us about an event you have going on. An extra $1,000 off the already low price. And, of course, our ACE promo code gets you $2,000 off. So some big savings through the end of the month.
Yeah, it's the 30th anniversary of Endless Pools. That's the brand that started the stay-in-place aquatic fitness. And now through April 30th, we have our rebate event going on where you get a $1,000 instant rebate off the endless pool.
And this is a fitness system, and if you want, a hot tub with it as well. Right?
That's right. It's the dual temp where you can have a hot tub on the other end of it. So the water in the hot tub is different temperature than in the endless pool. Do not buy a swim spa without trying them out first. There's a huge difference.
Come on in. Try before you buy. Check them out. Of course, the hot tubs, the saunas, the endless pools, the patio furniture, the game tables, they've got it all. Use the promo code ACE and save up to $2,000. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour, and Henry in Fargo was in the middle of a comment about our gun debate that we did with Tim Purdon. I actually got in another Twitter war. That's how that whole gun debate started, Henry. It was a little Twitter war that I got into when he had posted something about the Parkland kids being so wise and wanting to ban assault rifles. And I said, well, there's no such thing as an assault rifle, Tim. Come on. And then he talked about how often he uses one hunting deer, and or that nobody uses them to hunt deer, rather. And then people called and said, oh, yes, they do. And anyway, but I got in another Twitter war with him. What was it again? It was, I don't know. But he suggested I unfollow him because I was a snowflake. So I took him up on his advice, saved me some time on the weekend. But back to your point, Henry, what did you want to say to him about the assault weapons ban idea?
Well, no, you're spot on. And you know, the Second Amendment is a broader debate than what's going on in Parkland or what just happened with the breakfast place that got shot up. But an AR is a design, just like AK's a design and 1911 is a design for a pistol. It has nothing to do with a caliber. So when one calls another one ignorant and says you can't use it deer hunting, that's incorrect because an AR can be in a 308 or a 7.62 or a 5.56 with a 2.23, which you can use for coyotes. So, again, the Democrats want to throw that out, like you said, with assault weapon, but they really just use it as cover because they are gun takers.
Yeah, it's a politically blunt force instrument. What I find interesting is the Democrats, when they had the chance to do this, didn't do it, when they had President Obama in a Democratic Congress. So I honestly think they think this is a good way to defeat Republicans in, you know, suburban districts, suburban, you know, very important area to them. So I think it's a political game. I don't think it's about fixing anything because it's idiotic to think that unless you fix the heart of an individual who means to kill others, that you're going to affect any change by, you know, taking away one's ability to, get a weapon, which you really wouldn't anyway, because they can get him illegally, which they do in the majority of cases, and he mentioned in our debate.
Right, like the last shooter. Why did he have to be naked? I mean, the guys, you know, these people are nuts. Guns have nothing to do with it. He goes in and shoots up a place naked? What's up with that?
Well, what's up with that is he's clearly not right. You know, I mean, he's clearly got, major issues there. There's no doubt about that.
Second Amendment has to do with the civil people in the Constitution having weapons and militias. Again, they distort this like they do with the First Amendment, like they do with the Religious Amendment. They distort it to what the founders and the Federalist Papers had nothing in mind. It's not the intent of what the Second Amendment's about at all. It's about tyranny, which we had the last 8 years, and to protect ourselves from in case something happens to Trump. We need Trump to defend our country. He's the only person in this time, in this point in our country, that can do what he's doing, because he's beholden to nobody.
Henry, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Speaking of Trump, I'm curious, quick news poll question. You can text the answer or call it in. Prefer you call 258-0550. Do you think Donald Trump has shown Republicans how to fight? Because I think the majority of Republicans still think he's over the top, even those that support him. Even though, but in my mind, you know, the funeral of Barbara Bush was this weekend. Beautiful service. Very well done. But the Bushes, I love George W. Bush. I really do. I think the man is, the character, same with Laura Bush, they're wonderful people. There's incredible character there. And they did some great things on many fronts. But like many Republicans, it's sort of around the edges because they don't want to exactly fight. The dad, George Herbert Walker Bush, lost because he didn't fight against Bill Clinton. Now he loves Bill Clinton. I wanted so badly. If I'd have been on one of those shows, the CNN or all the, you know, the coverage of the funeral, I wish so badly they would have pulled out my favorite clip. Maybe you can find this, Kevin, because you find the best clips. Barbara Bush said of Bill Clinton, there's one thing we can all agree on. He's a liar. That's what she said. She said, look, he's a liar. And then she went on to talk about, you know, things he was doing in the Oval Office that he shouldn't have been doing with interns and, you know, but nobody plays that anymore. Oh, yeah, they always got along. You know, I think Donald Trump has shown Republicans how to fight. Do you agree with that? Tell me. Tim and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott and Todd. Hey, I just want to shift gears here a little bit. I know over the last weekend, we had Bismarck prom, and there were a couple of individuals that went to the prom that have been basically bullied for the last 2 years. And, you know, hats off to the motorcycle clubs that were in the Bismarck area and all the riders that escorted these two young children to the prom so they felt a little more safe. And it got even as bad as that they've had death threats to them. And the Bismarck school system sent out a letter stating that people had to leave purses and stuff. I think that there's more bullying going on in our school system than what we understand.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about this situation in Bismarck. And
I
obviously,
on Facebook, Todd.
What's that?
I tagged you, Scott, on Facebook on the article.
Oh, okay.
And, so you can go back and look at it, but it's a shame that these two young kids have been bullied for over 2 years, and the school system, the police department, everything have been included in it. And KXL ran a small.
Here's the thing. I'd like to just stop you there, though, Tim, because I would love to know. Okay, you're saying they've been bullied for 2 years. Police department knows about it. School knows about it. Nobody does anything. I hear that all the time. I don't believe it. I just don't believe that, you know, the police department go, we don't care about bullying, or you know, in the case of the police department, they may say, well, that's a school issue. If the school comes to us, then we'll do something or whatever. But I would love to get everybody in the same room. I'd love to have the two kids that have been bullied, whoever they've contacted at Bismarck PD and the school, you know, district officials, and say, okay, help me understand how these kids could think they have told you again and again how they're being bullied. What's happened to them is, you know, documented, I assume, by them. Why isn't anything done about it? I'd love to know more. There's got to be more to the story, is all I'm saying.
And I'm not saying the police aren't doing anything. They came right out and said in the Facebook article, the police have been doing everything they possibly can. They keep running into dead ends. The Bismarck police, the Burley County Sheriff, everybody, the school system, they've all been trying. But it's even went as far as whoever is doing this hacked the mother's Facebook page and has been putting derogatory comments on there and locked her out of her Facebook page. This is where we need to get our senators involved, and let's see if Heidi get a hold of Zuckerberg and get a hold of him and say, hey, what about this stuff right here? You know?
It's funny you would link Heidi Heitkamp and Mark Zuckerberg. You're thinking they might both be liberal?
A little bit. That's what I'm saying. She wants to do good for the state of North Dakota. Come on. Step up. Let's help out our young children.
Talk to some of your liberal friends there, yeah, in Silicon Valley. Yeah, and they're probably writing their checks.
Not my liberal friends.
Her liberal friends. I get it. Tim, I appreciate that. We're going to dig into this one a little bit, and thanks for tagging me on Facebook. I appreciate that. I don't always get to those to authorize the tag to be put on the wall. But Gary in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Yes, briefly on assault rifles. If the liberals got control of Congress, they would probably try a ban on assault rifles, only they go about a little differently. They would just simply say, okay, public, you can have your assault rifle. However, it shall be of a World War I French design called a Chauchat. You can look that up on Wikipedia. And
hang on, Gary, we'll finish this. Don't go away. So I'm up against the break here, but the restrictions would come. And they've done this before during the Clinton years.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
He needs to be over the top because the people on the left are so over the top. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I think he's doing the right thing. I sure hope he is. I supported him, and I always will. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. 258-0550, 800-228-0550. I think what I said is I believe most Republicans believe he's over the top. I also am saying that by the way, I don't think he's over the top. I would do it differently than he does, but my point is he's doing it exactly the way that got him elected. Why would we think once he's elected he's going to do it differently? I'd see that as a typical politician, telling you one thing to get elected and then doing another thing after. So I appreciate it. And I think a lot of Republicans are being taught how to fight. How to do it right now. They're in a battle with the swamp, with the deep state, with the establishment. Texter says, you're 100% right about a lot of Republicans being wimps and not fighting back. Democrats can kick them in the crotch, and they won't do a darn thing back to them. Pathetic. Here's a visual for you. Back to Gary here. Let's finish with Gary. And I have a lot of comments on a number of things, including the suggestions where there is some inefficiency in government that ought to be focused on, not in the travel budget of the governor, where there's not much there to deal with in the first place, and a few other things coming up. And I also, Kevin, remember, promised we would put a post up with the Newt comments and also the Rosenstein memo. So I just need a link on that. We'll do that before we're done here. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the Facebook fiasco. But before we do that, Gary in Jamestown, you wanted to finish your comment related to the assault rifle, the politics of assault rifles. Because I hate even saying assault rifles because there isn't such a thing. The assault rifle is, you know, they act like, oh, I can go to the store and say, I'd like to buy an assault rifle. You know, I mean, it's a political term. So, but anyway, finish your comment on the rifles.
Well, like I said, they try to say it shall be this, a World War I French design called a chole shot. The empty weight shall not be less than 25 pounds. Any weapon that can shoot more than 100 rounds per minute would be illegal. You know, it could be like having onions on your pancakes in the morning. Something nobody would want that.
Wow.
Just really got lost in the visual of onions on my pancakes there, but
can't get that taste out of my mouth.
No, I had them on a pizza this weekend, and I didn't like that even. Proving that I think a pretty good husband. Maria likes You know, onions. I don't on a pizza. I'm okay with onions, but you know, like on a sandwich, but not on a
Certainly not on pancakes.
No, not on pancakes. No, no. And I'm going back to the whole, that whole thing. Gary, thank you. I appreciate it, and I agree with you. And I keep talking common sense on it. I think that's the bottom line. And look, here's another example. North Dakotans, the vast majority of North Dakotans, they get this. It's folks that are trying to, you know, claim they're pro-gun, but a Democrat and wanting common sense reforms. That are not, it's all a game. It really is. All right, I promise we're going to talk a little bit about the Facebook fiasco. Did anybody else watch 60 Minutes last night? And the whole reason Mark Zuckerberg was up on Capitol Hill testifying was because an entity called Cambridge Analytica did something that was perfectly legal for them to do in their agreement with Cambridge Analytica, and that's the share data. Evidently, they sold the data, and their agreement said they could not, but like so many of us on privacy agreements, you know, yep, I want this, so it goes away. But what I think is very interesting about this, and this is one of the reasons we need to spend a little time on this today, is what Cambridge Analytica exposed in this interview last night is that Facebook said, okay, developer, here's the data from our folks. And now, not only is my own data shared, your friend's data is. So I think Facebook has some explaining to do there as well. And by the way, Facebook didn't leave Congress saying we're going to do things differently. They bundle and sell information. They have a new privacy initiative, but is it really going to keep what you don't want out there private? Here's the big question. Can any digital site really safeguard our information? Can they do it? To answer a few of these questions, Rosalind Layton is here. She was a member of the Trump team, FCC transition team, expert on internet policy in the EU, what I'm trying to say, European Union. And what I most appreciate about her work is that she tries to put all this into English, for crying out loud. Rosalind, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Love your show. You really put it straight.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. I mean, first of all, I want to just go to the very simple, basic thing. I think America's addicted to Facebook and other social media websites, and I think the vast majority of Americans will click yes to anything to get it, and they don't care what they're doing with their data. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely correct. I mean, Facebook, whether you like it or not, it's a virtual nudist colony. People love to expose themselves. Not everyone, but, you know, you go on there and all people will volunteer all sorts of things and enjoy it. So you're right about that. What is failing here, the laws that we have today are failing us because for some reason people think if you just make the consent more explicit, if we just put more privacy policies up there and they have longer explanations, that people will sort of be aware of what's going on. They fundamentally don't know how Facebook works. Maybe they don't even care. But, you know, there is at the end of the day here, this is something about people have to begin to understand what's going on in the tech economy and then, you know, make an informed decision whether they want to participate.
So do you see Facebook doing anything really unethical? I mean, are they doing, I see this a lot of, we put things online, we give them, you know, our information, email, address, whatever, birth date, we give that to them as part of our quote-unquote profile,
right.
and as if they're going to put it in a lockbox, I don't know. I mean, what do you, there is HIPAA in the healthcare world, the banking world has very strict regulations. I mean, do we need that?
Well, so on the one hand, I think that your listeners can appreciate there is, on the half part of Facebook, there is a free market ethos of trying things out. That is a true entrepreneurial, engineering, scientific world where they want to say, let's do this and work. They're not thinking about what does the regulation say. That's one part of that business. But there's another part of the business, which goes to your earlier comment there, which was big tech in Silicon Valley under President Obama, they created a regime that worked for them. And so they systematically regulated away their competitors so they could grow really big, and that's why we have an oligopoly in advertising today, which has decimated radio, TV, print to a large extent. Now, they do offer a great product for advertisers, which, you know, gives you a lot of information, but there are now, as we've learned, lots of questions around how it works, and in many cases, maybe even Facebook doesn't know. So people are naturally and understandably concerned, and policymakers are trying to respond to that.
One thing I was irritated about in the Cambridge Analytica interview last night is, number one, Facebook knew about this all along. The whole Cambridge Analytica thing is just because they've ties to some Republican campaigns and the Trump campaign, which, by the way, is no different than what Facebook was bragging about was done during the Obama era. So that's all a political shell game. But not only are they sharing my data that I gave them, so, you know, and I signed the thing, so that's okay. But my friends, that seems creepy.
Yeah. Well, but the other thing you've got to recognize, too, is you can get Facebook data without being a member of Facebook, without participating in anything. There are hundreds of tools, software tools, that will scrape the available web about everybody. So Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, anything like that. You don't even have to be agree to it. There are tools that will collect what's ever publicly available, and other users who maybe, let's say you're a LinkedIn member, you might not be connected to someone, but people who have higher status in LinkedIn can view your information without you giving them permission, or at least what you make available. So this is it's not just something confined to Facebook. That is the nature of the kind of this open tech economy, if you will. I mean, in the old days, we had phone books. We published that stuff. But now there's like a giant phone book with all those things in there. And we don't even know what's out there about it.
So here's my bottom line question. Do we need a HIPAA-like, banking regulation-like kind of protection of privacy that's your bank can't share things? Your healthcare provider can't share things. Do we need that for social media as well? Or should we just simply be smarter, recognizing pretty much anything we share in the way of what we search or our life and pictures and photos and everything else, or, you know, birthdays and emails and all of that is don't share anything you don't want anybody to know?
So we can do two things, which I think will make a big difference. First of all, we can stop making policies that make it more difficult for companies to compete with Facebook. That's the first problem. We have regulated away their competitors. That will be the first step. The second step is we need to support disruptive innovation that will challenge Facebook. So what would that be? Wouldn't you like to have your broadband subscription at a free or reduced price because advertising supported it? So that's a disruptive innovation that the telecom companies have wanted to offer. They have been systematically deterred from offering that because Google and its cronies don't want that kind of competition. So there are other industries who want to be able to get into the advertising business, do it better and different, offer better protections and so on, and they have not been allowed to get the chance. So we should welcome that kind of competition. And if we make any regulation, it should be being equal for all the players involved, not preferential because Facebook is in Silicon Valley and so on. You know, we have to make the rules that count for everybody.
No, I learned something today. I didn't realize they're getting preferential treatment and being, you know, the regulating so they have less competition. That's ridiculous. It ought to be a free and open market for sure. How do we find out more about your work, Rosalind?
So, yes, you can Google my name, Rosalind Layton. I'm at the American Enterprise Institute. I have a column on Forbes and in U.S. News and World Report.
All right. AEI is a good institution to do good work. American Enterprise Institute.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rosalind. Good to chat with you. Some good advice for you there, folks. Good advice. All right. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy, so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing, to water seepage, to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response for my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Little tongue-in-cheek, but it was a little comment about your Florida kids. You know, I think all waffle eaters need to get out this Saturday and march. Enough is enough. Take care.
It's just too sad for me to laugh at that. Crisis of the heart. Crisis of the heart. That's the walkout I want. Everybody that agrees there's a crisis of the heart in this country. If we solve that, we'll solve it all. Let's have that conversation. This weather is just, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm loving it. I'm loving every second of it right now. Fabulous. Fantastic. Was it 71 in Bismarck yesterday? 71!
Yep.
Wow. Incredible. Yeah, and it's nice 50 in Bismarck right now. So what do I have, Todd? Jamestown 50, what do you have? Grand Forks 50?
I got 56.
Ooh, mine must be old. So we're blowing past the 50s. Nice. And you know what that means? You're gonna be spraying soon. It's bottom line. That's right. Another planting season on us, and then of course comes spraying. And when you spray as much as you do, you need support from folks that know spray application. Three words. High Plains Apache. Nobody knows spray application like those guys. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment. Those Apache self-propelled sprayers, the light footprint. You're in the field when your neighbors are not. Getting it done. High Plains Apache, Mandan, south of Fargo and Frontier, online anytime at highplainsapache.com. Chuck in Towner County, what's on your mind, sir?
About the governor and what he does. And you know how hard it's going to be on Heidi in a couple of years when she thinks she's going to run for governor after she is not a senator anymore?
How hard what is going to be?
Well, I don't think she's, established a fund like our past senators used to have and gave away when they left office.
Well, so, I don't, by the way, where is this? I brought this back from Washington, D.C. last week. I forget what this is. The Week. Is it National? Yeah, it's National Journals Daily. And they highlight different Senate races, and they have one on Senator Heitkamp. This is 4/17/18. Kimberly Raley wrote it. In it, she says, quote, 4 months into the election year, Heitkamp said she has no illusions about the tough race ahead. The 62-year-old didn't formalize her 2018 plans until September, a decision she did not make lightly. This will be brutal. It's a 6-year commitment, and so by the time that term is up, I'll be close to 70 years old. That's a big chunk of my life.
She's given up?
Yeah,
I can't believe that.
Yeah, I'm thinking she's kind of recognizing that she sees the poll numbers is the deal. So I think there's no joy in Mudville right now there, Chuck. That's all I'm saying. So maybe
I don't think she's going to get the NRA vote. So
no. Oh, I think that's probably right.
She doesn't know what's going on there either, unfortunately.
Her biggest problem is the Trump supporters who voted for him for a reason, who are here in bigger numbers than they are anywhere else, and she is a thorn in his side against the budget, against lowering regulations for oil and gas. I mean, go right down the list. Loves the Iran deal, voted for. Just right down this, keep going. Sanctuary City. She voted for crying out loud against defunding Sanctuary cities. How in the world can you vote for sanctuary cities? You can't make it up. Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate the call. Christy in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Christy, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
The floor is yours. What's on your mind?
Well, I was asked to call in and talk about the bullying situation that was going on at BHS that happened over the week, well, not necessarily happened over the weekend, but there was like a death threat at DHS, and my son was included in it, so.
Your son was included how, Christy?
Well, he's dating the girl that the death threat was directed at, and his vehicle's been vandalized. Hers has been vandalized several times. It's been an ongoing thing for 2 years.
I want to know more about all of this, and I'm not going to have time to get into it today, but I'd love to visit with you further. Just give me your bottom line on the bullying part. Do you think that bullying is real and is being ignored by school and law enforcement officials?
No, we've been working with law enforcement on this. I mean, they've done a lot of things. I don't even know everything they've done, but I know, like, they've tried tracking IP addresses and things like that, and they turn up empty-handed, and I wouldn't put the blame on the police.
Would you put it on the school?
No, not necessarily that either. This person that's behind this, or persons, they're smart. I mean, they have hacked all social media accounts for my son's girlfriend's family. They've hacked, the mom's personal email and Facebook. I mean, these people, I don't know, they know what they're doing, and we can't figure out why they're getting bullied or what happened. I mean, she's the senior class president at BHS. It's not like they're, bad kids where they have a lot of enemies or anything.
The reason I asked you both those questions is because the previous caller was suggesting that the law enforcement and the school had not done enough. You're obviously a little closer to it and think they have done enough, but it is a real situation. What I'd like to do, Christy, is have you hang on, and Manny will get your information and we'll call, because I'm trying to find a way to get everybody in the same room. so we can really understand the situation. We'll try and do that just as soon as we can. A texter says, President Trump does not tweet too much. All his tweets have meaning. There's a purpose. The corruption that will be uncovered is massive, and he's trying to get the word out ahead of it. Isn't that interesting? We didn't get to all these texts, and there's some good ones here today as well. Some more on the budget issue, which I think is rather interesting. So we'll save these for tomorrow and spark some additional conversations. God bless you. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackBullGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@IndieBlackBullGuy.com. And thank you.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.